Here you go.
My name is Wade, and I am 9 years old. And the date is April the 21st. And I'm speaking with my aunt Elisa, who is, like I said, my aunt. And we are recording this interview in sort of...
Well, where are you?
I'm in Seattle and she's in California.
Where in California?
San Francisco.
Alameda.
Alameda. And we're in Washington and she's in California.
And we're using what? Skype.
Oh, yeah, and we're using Skype.
Oh, these are your questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you immigrate from?
China.
Could ask where in China. Maybe I should go away. Okay.
Now we have to start over.
No, there's no starting over. Keep going.
Okay. Where did you immigrate in China from?
Guangzhou, China.
Why did you immigrate?
Because I like it here.
Did you ever visit California before you went there?
No, but I visited New York before I came to the United States. Before I immigrated to the United States.
First, did you move to California or did you move to New York first?
New York.
Huh.
I went to school there.
Did? In New York?
Yes, Queens College.
When did you move there? How old were you?
I was 26 years old. 1999.
What memories did you have back in China?
I still go back to China often, and I like China.
Do you remember anything from there before you moved here?
Yes. I remember I studied very hard every day. And I also worked there for 5 years, and it was a lot of fun.
When did you move to California from New York?
2000, year 2000.
Why did you move there?
I found a job in California.
Can you describe to me one of the most difficult memories in China?
In China? I think it was really hard if you want to do something different than you're already doing. For example, I didn't like my job after 5 years, but it was really hard to get another different kind of job.
What job do you have there?
I was doing international business. I was selling chemical materials from Japan and United States to China.
When did you meet Eric?
Year 2003.
What language do you dream in?
Oh, that's a great question. It depends. So before I came here, before I went to college, it was Chinese. And then when I was in college in China, I started speak Japanese every day, so I think I was dreaming in Japanese, and now I think I'm dreaming English.
How much languages have you learned?
So I grew up in my hometown, and we speak a dialect, very special dialect. And then when I went to Guangzhou to for college, I learned the dialect there too, so that's Cantonese. And I also speak Mandarin and those three kinds of Chinese. And then I also speak Japanese and English.
Do you have any regrets in life?
We always have regrets in life, but we just move on, right? Sometimes I wonder why did I come, because I tried really hard the first 10 years when I came, and it was really hard, and a lot of friends in China, they never need to go through that, but they're doing great in China now, so sometimes I wonder, should I have come?
Do you wish you came, or do you want to go back to China?
Maybe when I retire, I would like to spend some time in China, but I'm glad that I came because it's wonderful here.
What do you like about this country?
I like the country is beautiful. I like the air is very clean. I have a lot of opportunity to try new things. It's great.
How has your life been different than what you imagined?
This is a great question. You know, I grew up in China, a small town, and now I'm a government worker. I am a bank examiner, so in the United States. So I don't think I would ever think that I could become a bank examiner in the United States, work for the government, United States government, you know. So it's a change that I would never even dream of.
So you like working for the government?
Yes, I like being a bank examiner, yes.
When were you born?
I was born in 1971.
Are you a first-time immigrant?
Yes.
What? Can you tell me a story? Can you tell me any lessons that you learned in China? And who, did anyone teach you any lessons in China? And who was it?
Lessons. When I first graduated from college, I became a translator. So translating Chinese to Japanese and Japanese to Chinese, right? So it was really hard because a lot of times I don't really understand what people are saying because it's really hard. It's not just what I learned at school. It's also like very technical, right? Like relate to chemical materials that I don't even know in Chinese. So how do you translate? So I learned a lesson is that you just keep trying. If you don't know, writing or use some word that is similar to translate. So after a year doing that, I was really good at that. But at the beginning, I was really bad. So my lesson is that you just have to keep trying. Don't give up. At the end, you'll be really good at it.
What are you most proud of?
Huh?
What are you most proud of?
I'm very proud of myself for being able to study many new things. Because, like, I study Japanese, I study chemical materials, I study how to work as a banker, a credit analyst in a bank. I work at a different banks for 10 years, and I study being a bank examiner, which means that going to banks and exam how they're doing. I got the banking examination license, and I also study cybersecurity. I got the best cybersecurity certification in the world 2 years ago. So I'm proud of myself for being able to study many new things.
What were you like as a teenager?
I was just really studying hard, very, very hard every day.
Do you have lots of friends?
I have a lot of friends, but we don't have a lot of time to play together. When I was growing up, we didn't have electricity, we didn't have summer camps, we don't have any camps at all. All we had was studying.
Did you like studying?
I don't like studying, but I think I knew at the time if I studied really hard, my life would change.
Do you think it changed because you studied?
Yes, because I still have a lot of friends in my hometown, and they never went anywhere. They only speak the dialect, and they have a very different life than I am.
What was your happiest memory there?
In China? I think it was when I got into the best college, one of the best college in China. It was really hard for Chinese students to get into college. Only 2% of the students can get into college, and probably only very, very little percent of people, students, can get into the best college.
When you were in New York, and you lived there, were you still a banker?
No, I was only going to school there in New York.
I think I might.
So you went to school in New York still?
Yeah.
Were you in college?
Yes, Queens College.
did you meet Eric?
He was my professor at Cal State Hayward when I was getting my master's degree in economics.
What were some memories together that you had?
What memory you said? Good memory?
With Eric.
That is a great question. I think it's when we went to China and he was so surprised at all the things in China, and he really liked it. I thought that was great.
Was Eric born in the United States?
No. Germany.
Germany. Is it different going back to China than it was when you lived there before?
Yes, it's very different. China changed really fast. Every time I go back, it's always different.
What was different then?
They built a brand new airport. They have subways, many subways. Since I left, when I left, they didn't have any subways. But now when I go back, they have probably 10 subways in Guangzhou. So they built the bridge above the city so that all the cars can drive by. So they change very quick. Not like here, never change.
What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
I think it would be getting the bank examination license at the government. It's a very, very difficult process, and I have a lot of coworkers couldn't get through, and they actually have to leave the government because they couldn't get the license. And I, being an immigrant, didn't grow up here. I was able to pass many tests and to get the license. I thought that was really cool.
Is there anything that you've never told me that you want to tell me now?
I think you're very, very smart. You have a lot of great questions. I think I could never have done what you did today when I was at your age. Yeah, you keep saying that.
Why did you agree to do this interview today?
Because I love you, and because I think it's a great project for you to know more about me. And I think it's amazing for you at this age to be able to do that. I hope Amy can do that too, but I don't think she's able to do that yet. And you have done such a great job. I don't think I can do what you do even now. I cannot even come up with all those questions.
Have you ever had a different job than a bank or thing?
Yeah, my first job was selling chemical materials from Japan and United States to China. So I have to travel a lot, visit a lot of customers, and try to convince them to buy materials. And so it was really hard because I had to sell, and I also have to use different languages. And every country's people's personalities are very different too.
You sold it to a bunch of countries, the stuff?
Yes, so I have sold chemical materials from Japan to China, or from China to Japan, or from United States to China, or China to United States. That was my first job.
And your second was being a banker?
Yes, I have worked at four banks. Actually, four. And I did at the bank that I analyzed a lot of companies and see whether it's okay to lend money to them. And if it's okay, how much money we can lend them and how we can structure the loan so that we can get our money back when we lend the money to those people. And now I'm at my third type of job, which is make sure the banks are doing okay. So if they don't do okay, we downgrade them, then we charge them more money. And then if they're really bad, then we close the bank.
Do you do it to a certain bank or to all the banks?
So when I first started, I went to a lot of banks, had to travel a lot. I went to a lot of small banks, and now I'm only working at one, looking at one bank. It's Wells Fargo, is the third biggest bank in the country. So it's a full-time job every day, just looking at one bank because it's so big.
When was the first time you saw me?
You? I think it was part when you were a baby, just a few months old, and you were at your grandma's house in Alameda. So it was so cute. It's like the most beautiful kid I ever seen.
If you could do everything again, would you change anything?
No, because I think we can only look forward, not backward.
Is there any stories that you remember from being like pretty young as a child?
Yes. I remember my mom asked me to practice Chinese, how to say it? To use the soft pen to write. So, I don't know whether you know that, so you use the soft pen to write. It's super duper hard because it's soft, right? So, I had to practice that 1 hour every day, and I really didn't like it. It's so boring.
Was your whole family from China?
Yes.
Generations of them?
Yes. All in China.
Do you know any classical family stories?
I know that my grandpa was a businessman, and it was very dangerous being a businessman at the time because just Japanese invaded China, so they were killing people everywhere. So when you were a businessman, you had to travel from city to city, and he almost died once, almost got killed by Japanese. That was scary.
Was that your dad?
That's my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was there a war?
Yes, Japan was in China for 8 years. So, China was having a war with Japan for 8 years at the time.
But your grandpa didn't die, right?
No, luckily. If he died, I won't be here.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Study Hard.
Yep.
You could be ahead. But you are very smart, doesn't mean that you could be ahead.
Yep. Yeah, you gotta put those two things together, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I